Hi, is this Sheila?
Who's speaking?
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit. Have you guys gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No, I don't have an attorney.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo?
Yes.
You were, gosh, I'm so sorry to hear.
It's okay.
Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the rest of the criteria here to participate?
Sure.
Okay, and I know you said that you haven't gotten an attorney yet. Are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes. I was born
Okay.
in D.C.
Okay. And do you know if the meningioma was of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Brain. Okay. And do you know what year you were diagnosed with it?
Well, I started taking it in October 2000, and I stopped in June of 2004.
Okay, one moment
So,
here. So I was going to ask you for that information as well. You said you started in what year?
I started in 2000. Yeah, I was diagnosed in 2004 in June.
2004, June. Did you
Yeah.
stop in 2004?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. That's when I stopped. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you were diagnosed in June of 2004
Yeah.
for the diagnosis. Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo?
Do I know anyone else? No.
Okay.
I try to handle things on my own.
Yeah,
I
no
try to,
worries.
I don't, I try to ignore it and minimize it and, look at it as another bump in the road, I don't make a big thing of it.
No
I
worries.
don't play into it.
Okay. And next year, the Depo Provera information. Now, did you use or consume the name brand injectable, Depo
Yeah, I think it was made by Pfizer.
Okay. It had Depo on it. Depo Provera. And then, did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then within the 1 year, can you confirm if you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, well, I took it like once every 3 months.
Okay. So
So,
4 times per year.
My gynecologist gave it to me.
Okay. So 4 times the 4 would be 16. So 16 times total for the injections, roughly.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. And then
It was more than
next, the injured party information. You said you were diagnosed with the meningioma.
Yes.
Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a
Okay.
female.
Thank you. And then
Molly.
we have your first name, Sheila.
Oh, my first name?
Mm-hmm.
Sheila.
Okay, perfect. And then last name, we have Sweeney.
Yeah, space,
Okay.
Nicholas.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's on my, oh, I'm sorry. That's on my Gmail. That's on my Gmail, Sheila
Oh,
Sweeney Nicholas. I'm
okay.
sorry.
No, you're okay. And then I was gonna excuse me, I was gonna confirm that as well. That I see first name, last name, and then the NIKOLOV at gmail.com.
gmail.com, yeah.
Okay. And then
Yeah,
is
that's
the
so I won't get hacked again, man. I got hacked.
Oh. And then is the 202-821-6392, is that your cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what is your mailing, excuse me, mailing address?
That would be 212, deer as in the animal, and meadow as in a meadow of flowers, lane, and that would be apartment H as in Harry. And that's my zip is 20850. That's Rockville, Maryland.
Okay. An apartment H?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then next here, the medical information. So you said it was administered by your gynecologist, your doctor?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what gynecologist it was or the facility?
It was Dr. Carol Ritter.
Carol Ritter?
Yeah.
In what city?
Okay, so then she's in, well, you're talking about who diagnosed it?
No, who gave you the...
Okay, shot. Yeah.
That's Carol Ritter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's currently in Towson.
Townsend, that's what I found, yeah. Is she on Kenilworth?
Yeah.
Does that sound... Okay.
Kenilworth Drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Bear with me. Okay. Sorry, bear with me. And then next here, do you know what the method of diagnosis was for the meningioma, like a CT scan, MRI, or both?
Well, yeah, because they took my blood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they did the CT and the MRI.
Both of
and
them?
And then I ended up having a biopsy.
Okay. And then do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name or the facility?
Okay. In terms of the meningioma?
Yes.
That would be Dr. Henderson.
Henderson?
Yeah, Fraser Henderson. And he's at this Luminous Health Doctors Community Center.
Luminous?
Yeah, Luminous, L-U-M-I-N-I-S.
Healthcare?
Yes. Luminous Health Doctors Community Medical Center.
Okay, one moment here.
Probably a new name. It sounds like a new name.
You said Fraser Henderson?
Yeah, F-R-A-S-E-R.
Yes, I found it right here. One moment.
Okay.
On Connecticut Ave, does that sound? Or is that a different location?
Yeah.
That's him?
That could be it, yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, let me see, actually. Let me just look up the Luminous.
Because it might be that the facility was in Lanham.
Medical? What city was it in?
I'm sorry. Luminous Health Doctors Community Medical Center was in Lanham, Maryland. L-A-N-H-A-M, Maryland.
Okay, one second. Good Luck Road. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
That's the one. Okay, let me put
really
that in here.
New name for that facility, too.
Well, it did come up as the Luminous Health Doctor Community Medical Center. That is
uh-huh.
the one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then bear with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Did he give you treatments as well?
We had a craniotomy surgery.
Okay.
And
it was with him?
And radiation, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you put that back on where it was so I can see the funeral, please? Here, can I have a remote?
And then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then I know you just told me the treatment you had.
Yeah.
You said there was chemo and radiation?
Radiation. Radiation.
Radiation.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Radiation.
And surgery.
Yes.
Okay.
That surgery and then the radiation comes after that.
Okay.
Is it on 4.3? Do you remember, Diane?
And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
You were. Okay. Was it in 2004 that you were hospitalized?
Yes.
Okay. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they'll request it, the medical records, but if they needed you to provide them, are you able to provide it electronically or via mail?
Well, I'll have to get it, yeah.
Okay. And then lastly here, we request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
I don't think so.
No? Okay, no worries. And then lastly here, for the medical record release forms, what is your date of birth?
7/11/53.
Again, it was 7/11/1953?
Yeah.
Okay, and then your social?
212-64-0607.
And again, it was 212-64-0607?
Yes.
Okay. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Okay.
Okay. So bear with me. Let me just put you on a brief hold while I prep them up and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Thanks.